What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about first this morning on the on our monologue. And, you know, we continue to have a lot of news out there, and we will continue to celebrate this 20th anniversary of Katrina. And we look forward to Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Presbyter. Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, and we'll have a number of individuals that participate in the rebuild, the rebirth. We'll talk about some of the do's and the don'ts, lessons learned, how we got from point A to point B, and alike. I have a little bit of a different spin on a number of things as opposed to what I have been hearing out there, which is a little different. You know, I mean, I think we've allowed the marketing of this and the national media to dictate how this story should be told. And I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I think they have woefully missed the target on so many different fronts. And the reason I'm pretty confident of this is when I talk to people from out of town who have seen some of these stories, what they draw from that is so far from what reality is, it's absolutely crazy. We were talking with one of our guests the other day who was in Canada, and this particular Canadian thought that New Orleans was still not really back 20 years later. So where did this go wrong? This may be a lesson that maybe we should look at. Maybe we should think about. Maybe we should, you know, consider what's actually happening. And a lot of it, I think, stems right back to the very beginning of Katrina and the breakdown as it relates to our relationship with FEMA. So there's FEMA, some staff members the other day write a letter warning of a Katrina-like disaster response under the Trump administration. Obviously, they're very nervous because the Trump administration has put out overtures about getting rid of FEMA or re-engineering FEMA to the extent that it will not look anything as to what it looks like today. And interestingly, a lot of people are really not sure of what it actually looks like. It's a part-time organization. You've heard me say this over and over again. They reach out to agencies across the country to put together their response teams. There's very few full-time employees there that work at this. And I'm not saying that this is the wrong approach. It's just simply there has to be a more collaborative effort between the federal government and state and local government. You will hear throughout the rest of this week my mantra in the aftermath of Katrina and what we've set out to take advantage of lessons learned as we looked at ourselves critical in the aftermath of Katrina. The mantra is if you don't control it, it ain't going to happen. So in the first 7 to 10 days post-event, if you don't have control of it, it's a crapshoot at best as to whether or not you're going to get the assets and resources necessary to do the job. And that's not a criticism of anybody, quite frankly. Because a lot of times these storms, they shift, they do this, they do that, they increase in intensity, they decrease in intensity. Some spin off more tornadoes than others. There's a high level of uncertainty as to how the impact is actually going to present itself once it reaches landfall. And because of that, it creates all kinds of challenges of people coming from the outside trying to come here, as opposed to those first responders that are here that are actually evacuating within the parish as opposed to outside the parish. That may not make much sense, but you move your personnel into multiple locations across the parish. You provide 7 to 10 days of supply there. You have boats there. You have a lot of assets and resources available to you there so that you're not all in one building. So in case a tornado hits, your whole organization or command staff is not wiped out, right? So you take these precautions. Those are the individuals that got to make everything happen first. Because meanwhile, back at the ranch, FEMA's still trying to figure out how to get into the area. And that's just going to be a challenge, no matter what. Because they're not going to, although they do some, but they're not going to locate in advance of a storm in a particular area. They don't do it. And most of the not-for-profit agencies that also backfill, American Red Cross is a good example, they don't do it either because they want to protect their employees. They don't have hardened facilities that they can, you know, come close to where the storm is going to be so that they can immediately respond. And all of this creates delays in the manner of the response.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The one impediment that's sitting out there for state and local government to really take control of this situation is simply funding and financing. You have some small departments that are able to put forth assets and resources, and if you start exponentially having more and more numbers who are willing to participate, and there's a certainty that they can be reimbursed for the salaries that they're paying while those individuals are assisting in a storm and they're having to pay overtime or otherwise to cover those folks that are doing it, and they can get that funding in a very short period of time, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that state and locals can handle this situation, because we know the topography, we know the waters, we know the roadways, we know the challenges. We can reach out to all of the business owners. We know the utility providers. We are the ones that have the connections, not FEMA. FEMA has the checkbook. And the sooner that they can reimburse these departments for these expenditures, the more likely they are and willing to stand up, because they will go broke. And the delays in getting reimbursed from FEMA are onerous. They make it almost impossible to give what they would love to do in a full-fledged support mode in helping in the recovery of disasters. And we could give example after example after example where, you know, local governments have had to go and borrow money in order to cover their payroll because they've done this. It was the right thing to do. It's hard to be critical of any of this. But this is the reason that there's a level of hesitancy in getting involved. And if we could streamline this process, where what we do is they bring in financial teams, right, in order to process this in a much quicker fashion, there would be a much more proactive feeling about training all of our individuals in rapid water rescues, whatever it may be, provide the have the equipment necessary and everything else that we can deploy. We actually have this response upside down. Upside down. Not unlike a lot of what's going on around the country. I recall back in Katrina talking to a firefighter from the East Coast who actually was a firefighter in Los Angeles, California. He was also a firefighter in the Baltimore, Maryland area. And he also responded as a FEMA first responder in urban search and rescue. And he was able to align these schedules, and he would fly from one coast to the other to do his time at L.A., his time in the Baltimore area. And then they both would allow him to take off because he was part of the FEMA USAR team. And it's not unusual to see these relationships like this, where you have the same people that are floating back and forth across this country, and these are the individuals that they call upon. Well, think of the logistical issues in trying to assemble these teams. It's not a criticism. It's the best that they can do, but it's not the best that we can do nor provide. And if they just put these financial teams together, we have the assets and the resources in the short term. It's in the duration of the recovery where we may need to call upon them for some additional assistance. But that first response, we are better positioned to deal with it than they will ever be. So when I see letters from members of FEMA who are trying to save this position, trying to save these relationships where they get two and three paychecks from multiple organizations because FEMA is a part-time agency, they get called up and all of a sudden they're making huge money, I'm not in favor of that. That is a bad combination. And it doesn't work to the best interests of our community at all. So the reason I bring this up today is that don't believe everything that you hear. Now, is imploding FEMA the right way? I don't think so. But I do believe that there should be deliberations about how to best align FEMA with state and local government. There is a role for FEMA as the federal representative. And I think if we would let cooler heads prevail, we would be a lot more successful in the byproduct of these deliberations. We can make it work where it makes sense. Because each and every organization, whether it's the chiefs, the sheriffs, state police, we all have task forces. We all work with one another. EMS, fire. We all work with one another in these task forces. we would have to formalize these relationships in a more robust way, obviously. But it's really in our best interest to do so. This is our home. No one else has the emotional attachment that we have to here. No one else is really going to care as much as we're going to care. Again, it's not a criticism. It's human nature. No one else is going to go the extra 10, 20%. It's not going to happen. Because this is our team. This is our home. These are our people. We know the needs. We understand the psyche. We understand the culture. We understand the topography. And obviously, we know all about the demographics. So I just wanted to talk about that for a moment. This is a story that broke on Verte News. I was reading it last evening, and I said, you know, I need to talk about this because a lot of people will be moved by this situation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.